Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is a, you know, I just, you know, Warehouse 13. You remember that TV show? I just get the impression of Ammunition Depot being like Warehouse 13. Just long and cavernous with 50 million rounds of ammunition in it. And that's going to have to get bigger because they're going to start manufacturing their own ammunition and they're going to start carrying guns. And right now they have 50 million rounds on hand waiting. If they show it on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Here in my home state, all of the decent things that were passed, we were on our way. We were on our way to being quite the odd item. The House had overwhelmingly voted for the permitless carry, constitutional carry, if you will. And they had sent it to the Senate, and the Senate didn't like it at all. It never made it out of the Judiciary Committee again. Thanks to my senator. I'm sure he had help. I'm sure he was colluding with others, but, you know, that's all beside the point. And they all base this on ignorance or bias. They all base this on ignorance or bias. In South Carolina, this would really been and would have been an odd thing, though, because they would have allowed permitless carry concealed, which I do not understand at all. At all. Most of the time, if they allow permitless carry, it's both concealed and in the open. Okay? But let's talk about some of the differences out there. And, you know, why is it that we just can't carry a gun? You know, what's the problem with that? First of all, they're ignoring facts. There's six permitless carry, constitutional carry states. Vermont, which is the one that is, since ratification, has never had a permitting scheme. And they've never had any rules in the way of people carrying guns. And they have had one of the lowest crime rates in the nation throughout their history since 1791. I know what you can say. Well, they don't have a whole lot of big cities and a whole lot of people there, Bill. If I were a serial killer intent upon plying my trade and all I wanted to do was kill people, I'd go somewhere remote. Wouldn't you? And yet, that doesn't happen. States can be laboratories for the Republic, even with politically incorrect gun laws. And that's part of what's going on with this permitless / constitutional carry. Right now, Alaska, Arizona, Kansas, Vermont, and Wyoming, and for some reason I thought Arkansas, but that's all these states allow no permits at all. You don't have to have any permit to carry a gun. That doesn't include the 26 states that broadly recognize the right to carry handguns openly, not concealed, without a permit. Kansas is the newest addition to the permitless concealed carry state club. Sam Brownback, who I think should be drafted to run for president, but for some reason is not being that's not being done to him right now. Their law is where you have to be at least 21 years old and not prohibited from possessing a firearm under either federal or state law, There, they're no longer prohibited from carrying a firearm concealed without a permit. This does not scrap their handgun permit carry system. Okay? This is the weird part of the item about permitless carry, when it's compared to, like, the driver's license, that's saying, it's the same thing as saying, well, if you want to drive in your home state, you don't need a driver's license, but if you want to drive in other states, you will need a license. And that's what permitless carry is a lot like. But if you plan to travel outside any of the permitless carry states, then you do have to have a permit. Without a permit, they wouldn't be able to legally carry in the many states that have reciprocity agreements with Kansas. So, laws like this simply deregulate concealed carry. That's all they do. And, you know, there's some things that are compelling to push for this. The complex web of laws regulating guns in between the states can be confusing and onerous. Nobody needs to travel to New Jersey if you're a gun carrier. If you're a gun owner, nobody needs to drive through Maryland if you're a permit holder, because they're going to search based upon your tag. And then they're going to pull everything out of your car looking for the gun. As if you cannot legally drive through Maryland with a gun. That's what they're saying. These different regulations can be a little bit bewildering. Now, if you have good law and you have some common sense mixed in with it, that can keep your bureaucracy in check and things can work relatively well. But when you have a legislature behind them that sees the citizen's right to bear a gun as a problem, the bureaucracy can create a big gauntlet designed to make getting a permit to carry a concealed handgun all but impossible. Or they can become like Maryland and New Jersey and become big hurdles, big danger areas. I mean, it is dangerous to travel through these areas, through these states, if you own a gun. So, I don't carry a gun. Like, I've said this many times. I carry a gun because I don't want to die. I don't want to get beat up. I don't want to be a part of a crime. I don't want to be a victim of a crime. So, I carry a gun. And if somebody, the only reason I'm going to use that is if somebody tries to do that. If somebody tries to do that, I'm going to do my very utmost to stop them, to kill them in their tracks. I'm not going to try to wound them. I'm going to pull the gun. I'm going to give them a split instant to make it have a change of heart. And then it's go time. Hammer time, if you will. Dropping the hammer time. There's some of us out there, and I tend to fall into this camp. We shouldn't have to seek permission from the state to carry a gun to defend ourselves. Especially given that, you know, we know the cops don't have an obligation to protect us. We have an obligation to our families, though. We have an obligation to ourselves. The Second Amendment was not enacted, was not put there to tell us anything. It was put here, it was put in place to tell the federal government and the other governments, the state governments, it was put there to instruct them, not us. It was put in place to release us. This is one of these positive rights that are out there. Positive right that belongs to us, the people. Something we're born with. But, you know, it's all kinds, it's interpreted all kinds of different ways. One day, who knows, maybe we'll become enlightened, we'll have some sort of right to carry reciprocity law between all the states. And then I don't know what that does. I don't know what that does to the New Yorks and the Hawaiis and the Marylands and the New Jerseys and, you know, California's and all these other fun places to be. But it means that then we will be able to travel. Like Shanine Allen should have been able to travel. Like Steve Zahn should have been able to travel. You should be able to travel to anywhere in the United States and not worry about being locked up for exercising one of your natural, positive, God-given rights. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Right, from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, you know, what do you say? 20 different variety, 20 different calibers of handgun, 22 of rifle. If it's on the website, it's in stock. 50 million rounds on tap. Whether you need 20 rounds or 20,000, they've got the price. They've got the inventory to take care of you. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Well, you know, Occasionally, you'll find a jurist out there who just he comes to a conclusion and he loses his mind and loses his patience. And apparently, yesterday, well, not yesterday. I guess it was yesterday. Yesterday, Frederick Scullin, Judge Frederick Scullin at the District of Columbia, denied the D.C. request for an immediate administrative stay on a ruling declaring part of the city's gun carry law unconstitutional, which in effect made D.C. a shall-issue area. Now, it's not over, of course. D.C. will now, they have no choice but to appeal it. These guys can't help but do it. The judge, the council, you know, when they were trying to put together a law, some of the council members said, why do we care about the privacy of gun owners? Why do we care about, well, I don't know, maybe because I'm not a, you know, an inferior citizen to you or to any of your liberal pals, you know, not really. I know you think I am, but not really. This all began, well, it began a while back, but May the 18th, Judge Scullin said the district's requirement that applicants demonstrate a good reason to carry a gun violated the Second Amendment. The D.C. Attorney General's office filed a request on May 26 for an immediate administrative stay in order to avoid issuing permits to those denied under the good reason clause until they filed an appeal. Thursday's order, yesterday's order, rejected that request and schedules a July the 7th hearing on whether to grant a long-term stay pending the city's appeal on the May 18th decision. We'll have to wait and see what happens with this. They have no choice but to appeal, folks. I wish they would simply just give up this fight. They genuinely believe that Washington, D.C., which is, you know, it's not a state, doesn't have a real government, it's actually run by Congress, they believe that they are different and special, and they should be outside. All rights are okay as far as they're concerned, unless you're in D.C., the seat of freedom. If you work in D.C., if you live in D.C., and I don't know who would possibly even want to live in D.C., I saw some congressman the other day. You know, a congressman's salary is like $171,000, $174,000 a year. He wants a pay raise because he says that's not enough to live on in D.C. You're not supposed to live in D.C., congressman. You're supposed to live in your district. Okay, just to help you out there. Ask Mary Landrieu how good that works for you when you don't live where you come from. Yeah. Now, just like here in South Carolina, even for some reason, they brought up this idea that the former head of SLED, Robert Stewart, who's as anti-gun as Robert has a lot of vowels in his name, and he's equally as anti-gun as the number of vowels in his name. He did not want to see permitless carry. You know, for everybody that looks out there and says, South Carolina, you're so deep red. I mean, you are the real bed of free. No, we are not. We are a mess. As soon as I can financially do it, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Because in order for me to do this, I'm going to have to pay my children to follow me. Because I don't want to leave them behind. I don't want to have to come back here to visit them. That's right. As soon as I can financially put, if I can put everybody somewhere in a little compound, I'm out of here. I'll move to Georgia. I'll move to North Carolina. Just across the border. No big deal. There's nothing keeping me here. South Carolina is like little Chicago. In Texas, where they had, I mean, open carry. That's what everybody wants, right? Open carry. They also wanted constitutional carry. That's not going to happen. They wanted open carry. So what do they do? They had a couple of wing nuts down there, and believe me, they are. They weren't breaking the law. Don't get me wrong. They weren't breaking the law, but you've got to, when you're trying to bring about change, you've got to win hearts and minds. You can't be out there and be a fool. There's a chapter of Open Carry Texas in Tarrant County. where they're quite foolish. But they are going to manage to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory about open carry because of Tarrant County. Because in the House, they voted 79-63 this past Wednesday to not concur to the Senate's amendment. So this if it's not done by such and such a time, it'll be years before they get to take it up again. And, you know, everybody thought open carry in this session was going to be fait accompli. It was something that was all but done, and only the details needed to be ironed out. And this was shattered largely due to the work of cop-hating, legislator-threatening open carry Tarrant County leader Corey Watkins. Look, if you want to get out there, folks, if you want to get out there and be a revolutionary, go for it. But, I mean, really do it. Don't get out there and talk the talk. I get tired of hearing the armchair. And you know what? Most people are. But in the history of the nation, 1% of the population has actually served in the military. So they know there's 1% of the entire population of the world that or these United States that knows what the military realities are of certain things. And I don't know, for all I know, Corey Watkins could be he could be a veteran, but you know, he's talking a lot of smack. If you're going to go out and conduct combat operations, you don't talk about it on the web. You don't send a tweet about it. You don't post on Facebook about it. You actually just go out and do it. Yeah. He's made comments interpreted as threats by legislators in January, leading to the installation of panic buttons in legislative offices, and then went nuclear in February with even more threatening comments posted in February in a video that has since been removed that destroyed any momentum for constitutional carry. He stopped that, and he's going to stop open carry. Now, they'll still be able to open carry rifles, and they probably will still open carry rifles because to show how ridiculous the Texas law is. But you got to bring a little sense. You got to bring a little sense with you. If you're going to be a combatant, you want to win. You don't want to just make a lot of noise. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the place to go for all your ammunition needs. They have a wide selection of ammo available to you right now. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. It's a constant ever, 24 hours a day it's running. It's coming in, it's going out, coming in, going out. Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. You know, this whole basis of civilian disarmament is all based upon a very false promise. And we can look back in history as to what happens in these particular cases. Now, if you look back during the dark days following the British Expeditionary Forces evacuation from Dunkirk in 1940, that was, 75 years ago this week, from May 27th to June the 4th, Great Britain was a nation virtually disarmed. And not just by the need to abandon equipment on France's beaches to save the British Tommies to fight another day, but by the policies of its own government. The days of devotion to civilian marksmanship, the volunteer rifle clubs, and the idea that there should be a rifle in every cottage, as proposed by the Prime Minister Marquis of Salisbury in 1900, had given way to restrictive gun control laws that required subjects, yes, to demonstrate good reason to merely obtain a handgun rifle. So with Hitler's legions poised across the English Channel, the British people were defended by an ill-equipped and defeated army and a home guard armed with little more than sporting shotguns and pikes. Help in 1940 came from both the American government and from the American people, and the latter through the American Committee for Defense of British Homes. In late 1940, the committee sent out an urgent appeal, which appeared in the American Rifle Magazine with the NRA, for Americans to send pistols, rifles, revolvers, shotguns, and binoculars, because British civilians face the threat of invasion, desperately need arms for the defense of their homes. Thousands of weapons were collected and sent to England, one of which was a .30-06 Model 1903 target rifle, owned by Major John W. Hessian. one of the preeminent high-power rifle target shooters of his day. He had used this particular rifle to win Olympic gold at Bisley Camp in England in 1908. That rifle, unlike the majority sent, was returned and can now be viewed at the National Shooting Sports Museum in Bass, at Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri. But U.S. government also responded to Britain's peril as well with the passage of the Lend-Lease Act in March of 1941. And almost immediately, quantities of the M1 Garand, Model 1917 Enfields, Browning automatic rifles, and Browning water-cooled machine guns were on their way across the Atlantic. The British Garands had an interesting history, but the importance of arming the British at that time made it clear that by the fact that the rapidly growing U.S. Army itself did not have sufficient numbers of the then-new M1 Garands. Churchill wrote in their finest hour, "When the ships from America approached our shores with their priceless arms, special trains were waiting in all ports to receive their cargoes. The home guard in every county and every village sat up through the night to receive them. By the end of July, we were an armed nation." And now, Britain, UK, England, whatever you want to call it, they are, once again, a disarmed nation, where even Olympic athletes who compete in shooting sports have to represent their country, but they have to practice outside of their country. They can't own a handgun. You can defend yourself with a gun, but you're going to go to jail for it. As with virtually all rifles and handguns, those likely few remaining guns sent to England in its time of desperate need have been confiscated and destroyed. Despite that very near enslavement of England being so close, a mere three quarters of a century ago, the lesson of the false promises of gun control and personal disarmament have still not been learned by them or by anybody else. You know, in Kenya, when which one was it? Was it Al-Shabaab or Boko Haram? I don't know. When the university was attacked by the terrorists, one of the secretaries said that students should have fought back harder. With what? Let me lob my quantum physics textbook at you, terrorist dude. Oh, wait a minute. Don't point that at me. With what? England should know better. The people of England should know better. England is a country steeped in very deep traditions. I mean, if you go to some of the stately homes, they still do pretty much everything the way it's been done for centuries. But for some reason, self-defense, gun ownership, that is not part and parcel of it. And I think it's like Mike from England told me that, you know, in England they still pursue a class system where you have the haves and the have-nots. For some reason in England, though, in England, if you want a suppressor can for your gun, a silencer, whatever you want to call it, you can buy that at a hardware store. You can't buy the gun that it goes on, but you can buy the suppressor without any paperwork whatsoever. You know, there's so many terms I could use for that they all escape me right now. They all escape me. Now, I want to, in the remaining time we have in this segment, I want to talk about something. I want to point out, I get a lot of email about this and that and false flags and all this other stuff, and I'm not ignoring that, okay? Here's the thing. It is impossible to go after each and every one of these items. You know what I'm saying? That's why instead of looking at each individual item, I have decided my personal philosophy is to be prepared for whatever. There's certain things I cannot prepare for. If they suddenly decide to strafe my house with a A-10, well, I'm going to grab my fourth point of contact and kiss it goodbye, because there's not a whole lot I can do about that. I'm not afraid of most helicopters that fly over my house because they're You know, the attack helicopter pilots call the other helicopter pilots garbage haulers. Because they just ferry things. They ferry supplies or people or whatever. And most of what I see around here are, Blackhawks, Chinooks, the occasional Huey. I don't see too much else. See a lot of C-130s around, but, you know, unless they have the doors on the side, you need not fear those. If they have doors on the side, big doors, big turrets, oh my gosh. But then you can't run from that either. I feel the pressure building within the nation just like everybody else does, and I have just decided that I'm just going to try to be prepared for all of it. I thought I was, and then I found out earlier this year that I wasn't, but I'm more prepared for it now than I have been in probably a decade. And the plans continue on, and I mean, it constantly evolves, and my thought process constantly evolves, but I'm not ignoring you when you send me this or you send me that. I'm concerned with what comes at me, not what I can go after. When it comes at me, then things will shift, and then we'll go into combat operations. But, you know, that's one has to happen before the other. That's just the way I look at it. Sorry. Not trying to turn you off, not trying to put you down. There's just certain things. If I worried about everything that I could possibly worry about, I would have a nervous breakdown, just like some of you. So don't do that. Don't allow yourself to get so wrapped up in that. Just get ready. Readiness is beautiful. We'll be right back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 50 million rounds, 27,000 square feet of ammunition waiting for you. With some of the craziest prices I've ever seen for self-defense exotic ammunition, which is what I advocate you carry on a daily basis. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I was on another radio network. And there was a guy there named Dave Hodges. And he wrote an article, because Dave is very, very concerned. He wrote an article called History in the Making, the Sides Are Being Drawn for the Coming Civil War. Now, and it's an interesting scenario. And it's if it were to happen that way, it is the literal perfect storm. Okay? First of all, there would be a planned currency collapse coupled with the implementation of a brutal martial law and gun confiscation, which would be the trigger events, which would incite the coming revolution. I don't know how the martial law and gun confiscation would actually be carried out, because if the currency collapses, things will already be in play. Okay? Now, one thing I will tell you, the people that will survive all of this stuff are these very serious preppers, because the only reason you need money is to buy things to live on, like food. And if the currency collapses, then who's going to who's going to foreclose on your house when there are no banks? Who's going to do that? So it's not going to be a shelter thing. It's going to be a sustenance thing. The preppers will stick this one out. They will survive it. These will be the ones that have actually done the real serious prepping. They will, no big deal. They'll just be laughing. Also, along with the economic collapse, there's also people that believe that ISIS will wreak havoc in the country. In the midst of the chaos caused by the failure of the dollar. And then we'll see political dissidents extracted as part of the intent of the Jade Helm exercise. And Dave thinks it will be at this point that the sides will be definitively drawn in the upcoming conflict. Okay. Let's operate along that premise. Let's say that we do go that way. Now, Dave describes four levels of warfare, which I don't necessarily disagree with. I just, there's actual different ways. There's actual different levels and echelons of warfare as well. But he breaks it down pretty simply. He breaks it down into nuclear warfare, conventional warfare, guerrilla warfare, and terrorism. I don't think nuclear war would ever be played in this country by the government, because then they have nothing to be in charge of. All of the resources are irradiated. Nothing's going to work no more. Conventional warfare is like a football game where you have two teams coming together, engaging. They seek to engage. They seek to destroy the other. Guerrilla warfare is like the same football game, except one team's on the field, and they're facing somebody they think, but they're also being attacked from the sidelines. And as soon as they look over at the sidelines, well, there's nothing there. As soon as they look ahead, there's nothing there. They just keep getting hit and run, hit and run, hit and run. And then there's terrorism, where they're not seeking to engage a military component. They're seeking to wreak havoc with the civilians. Now, how would that play? How would that play? According to the Veterans Administration, there's 21.5 million veterans living in the United States. Dave falls for the 300 million. There's actually about 400 million guns here in the United States, 134 million gun owners. I agree that the combined factors point clearly to a guerrilla war on our side being the preferred method. And, you know, that's guerrilla wars are relatively short, and they do not favor the American culture and our collective psyche of instant gratification. I said relatively, I meant to say rarely. They're rarely short. This is something where you're chipping away at their will, at their resolve, and that takes a while. Would we be willing to set aside our entitlements and the soft lifestyle and the right, you know? Would we be able to pass by a blown-out Starbucks and not get whimsical on our way to fight the Department of Homeland Security? We could try to emulate the Vietnamese, the Viet Cong. The Viet Cong were resolved. They were quite resolved. There would be people out there, they would stick these guys, these kids out there, with an RPG and a bamboo tube of rice, and it'd be raining, and they would be hidden, and their whole job was to be, wait for this comm to come by, pop up, fire your RPG, good luck to you. And they would do it. They would do it. Now, how much of the military do you honestly believe would actually take part in killing America? That's what it boils down to. That's what everybody, when everybody's talking about confiscation and martial law, they're talking about the military coming in and killing America. That's what they're talking about. In those terms, how many military people do you think actually are going to go along with that? Now, one thing that everybody presupposes is there's a buildup prior to the war happening, okay? And, you know, yes, they did pursue gun control, waiting after Aurora and after Sandy Hook and recently after Waco and all these other things. But they're always going to pursue that. I don't see that as them actually trying to disarm us based upon a coming civil war. I see that as them just wanting to disarm us every day of their lives, civil war or not. And, you know, he points out that the DHS, they purchased 2.2 billion rounds of ammunition. They requisitioned that. They don't have that on hand. They don't have that many rounds on hand. And that they got 2,700 new armored personnel carriers. Where are they at? Where are they? I can write stuff and throw that out there, but things actually have to happen. They also are invested in 30,000 drones, super soldier robots, and intelligence gathering techniques, which are mind-blowing. Folks, intelligence gathering today, intelligence gathering is completely based on the fact of how much electronics do you use. If you could learn to live without a mobile phone, you'd be surprised how much nobody would ever know about you. If you could learn to live without Facebook, you'd be surprised how much, I mean, you would virtually vanish off the grid for most of these intelligence gathering methods. Because that's, you know, everybody's on Facebook, everybody's got a mobile phone, everybody's texting, everybody's emailing. It was not that hard to disappear. It's not that hard to go away. So, are we getting ready for a civil war? I don't know. I have thought that for a long time. I don't see the country gradually coming back to a constitutional form. I don't see the republic surviving the politicians. The politicians are completely out of control. Do I agree with Dave Hodges' assessment or anybody's else? Not necessarily, but it doesn't matter if I agree with it. I need to prepare for everything I can. As do you, for your own peace of mind. The details, they're going to be a little dicey, and it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. Trust me, it's going to be horrible. In the space of days, there will be no TV, there will be no mobile phones, there will be nothing. There will simply be you and the coalitions you build within your local group. There will be you figuring out who the bad guys are, there will be you figuring out who the good guys are, and then there will be you making a decision as to what you're going to do. You'll either put your hands up, or you'll put your hands out in front of you, and they'll have something in them. Your call. That's all there is to it. Your call. That's all there is to it. Somebody hit me the other day with a thing about the Facebook secrets page. And I don't post anything on Facebook except a couple of things here and there. I might post a picture of my granddaughter. Or I might post thanks for the good wishes for the heart attack recovery. Thank you very much for that. Or something that's going to happen on the show. I don't have any secrets on there. I didn't fall for that. I didn't click on the clickbait. Because when you click on the clickbait, that gets perpetuated and sent to everybody on your list. Everybody that's a friend of yours. We exist in a facade of a world, and we could adjust quite easily without it. Coming up next, Rob Morse from the Polite Society Podcast, writer, author. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.